Good morning. It gives me a tremendous pleasure to welcome you here to this very illustrious meeting. And as a former president of the Conference of NGOs, I have the pleasure to welcome you. And I have the pleasure to welcome you to this 100th anniversary. And I would really extend immediately my best wishes and greetings to this wonderful organization, which celebrates in this year its 100th anniversary. It celebrates at the same time with the 60th anniversary of the Declaration on Human Rights, and I must also say with the 60 years of Congo. We are quite young in comparison then. So it is, I would say, an enormous pleasure and privilege to be next to you, Professor Vasgoser, and to say these few words of welcome and ask you, let's join today and celebrate this 100th anniversary. You set the goals for peace through understanding. And these wonderful goals you have kept up high through all these years. And today, where we know that Esperanto, this wonderful language she wanted to create, has, alas, made place to the lingua franca, which we all know is almost English. But what you have done, and I think this is something which we cannot really strongly support enough, all of us, is that you are talking and are now there in order to talk about linguistic rights. The linguistic rights of people, particularly those who are in the minorities, those who might be excluded, those of religious, of other minorities. And I think that particular goal is so worthwhile to celebrate today. We have moved in these 100 years now, as you know, we have come into the information knowledge society. And more than ever, in the information knowledge society, we need to talk about linguistic rights. We need to see that people can have access to all information and knowledge which there is. And if we are talking about new information technologies, then more than ever, we need to have the access that people of all languages can have access to knowledge and information. And that you, as an organization who is now celebrating 100 years, have this wonderful goal and aims to support these rights is something which we will all join in and want to celebrate once again. And I'm very, very curious and to see and absolutely wait to hear from all of you and from the illustrious panelists here that we will hear what it is today to have this privilege to really commit to linguistic rights. I welcome, first of all, Professor Dasgupta, and as you know, he is the president of this wonderful organization. And as we have known each other for some time, he's one of the most faithful, long-standing Congo members. It's my great pleasure to now listen to you and to give you the floor.